This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So it's Wednesday, and I am able to speak tonight, which is different from yesterday. Couldn't speak at all yesterday. I think that's how the whole song goes. Anyway, that's beside the point. Joining me now, because it's Wednesday, and I haven't spoken to them, I guess, since last week, is the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening.
So, I know that you guys have a whole, especially if you, I don't know what you want to talk about, but I know there's a lot to talk about. So please, please take the lead.
Well, there is a lot to talk about, Bill. I think the first thing we ought to talk about is the State of the Union address. I didn't get on to it very quickly. Fortunately, I taped it. I was busy, posting an article, and I'm going to send you a link to it. But I found it very interesting that the Trump did exactly what the papers wouldn't do, give him credit for the economy. And that was the first thing that he spoke about, and I think it was an important point to make. He also, I know, made a point about the issue of socialism and that this country is not going to tolerate that. And it was Stephen who mentioned to me, I was fast going through the tape of it. It was getting pretty late in the evening. But apparently, Stephen said that Nancy Pelosi did stand. I mean, what's she going to do? But it was interesting to see all the women in the peanut gallery all dressed in white. I guess that is supposed to be to show their support of the women's suffrage movement. They did support what Trump had to say in respect to women obtaining more jobs in this country, having more opportunity. I mean, what are they going to do? But the thing I was most concerned about, as I imagine that many of your listeners are, is what Trump intended to say or do in respect to the matter of illegal immigration and the problem at the border. And I feel relieved that Trump made it very clear that we need a physical barrier. That technology with drones and computers and whatnot is not going to be enough. We're dealing with physical creatures coming through a physical barrier, and to interdict them, you need to be able to block them. And I'm glad he used the term, the expression illegal alien, an illegal immigrant, because that is exactly what these people are. And we'll see if he does follow through. It'll be a few more days. And once we hit the 15th, he said that that's it. And he could very well declare a state of national emergency. And considering the presidents in the past who have relied on that, certainly there is a national emergency here now with the problem that we do have at the border. And I think there's no doubt about that. But what I found very interesting, too, I was reading the New York Times the other day and having an individual reporter saying, well, look, if Trump is going to go that route, he and Republicans should be very well aware that if, when a Democrat gets in the White House, perish the thought, that president could very well do the same thing, call for a national emergency and do something that many individuals may not like. And what they use as an example is, oh, well, every American citizen will have to turn in their firearm. Well, I would tend to think that that would not be a basis to call for a national emergency, but would in effect would create a national emergency. Right. I don't know about you, Bill, but I, for my part, would have I would not turn in my firearm. I simply wouldn't do it.
And it's
not because I don't that I disrespect the law. I'm an attorney. It's because I do respect the law, and if there's going to be illegal laws that attempt to surpass and override the Constitution, then that is really a call to arms, and it may very well yet come to that. But at any rate, I wanted to get your perspective on that, and also Stephen's, because we see now in 2019. In the article that I'm writing, both Congress and many of the Democratic legislatures are going to do everything in their power to draft and attempt to enact as many of these further restrictive gun measures. And they haven't worked in the past. They won't work now. To create public safety. In fact, that's really the crux of the article we're talking about now. It was the biggest myth, I think, for the last 30 or 40 years to predicate the destruction of the Second Amendment through this notion of public safety, that everyone will be safer so long as we just agree to have so-called common sense gun laws.
Sure.
And more of them. Really ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it comes down to one of these things where, you know, given time, we've had concealed carry now for a long time. We just had the 13th state have constitutional carry get enacted. The other 12 states that have constitutional carry, they're not bloodbath cauldrons or within their borders. Concealed carriers are the most law-abiding people out there.
As
Al Gore would say, the science is in. So, I mean, they can get out there and make these claims, and that's the other part, the claim that, you know, being defenseless is going to make you safer is pretty stupid at face value. The idea that there would be no guns, and then if there's no guns, then everybody's harmless. Well, okay, tell that to somebody when they're choking you to death. But they don't have a gun. They don't have a gun.
Right.
We're coming up on the first break, arbalistquarrel.com. That's where Roger puts up most of the articles, and that's where Stephen rallies the troops. And then they also, in turn, are featured writers at Ammoland, which you guys should have been at the Ammoland breakfast, but you had to would have been at SHOT Show, and then you would have been sick like me, so maybe that's a good idea. You go. Ammoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com. So they are getting the penetration. They're out there rattling the cages. And we'll continue that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Frank's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I want to apologize for the way I sound. If you'd heard me last night, I would have made Joe Cocker sound like Mariah Carey last night. I was really bad, and I couldn't rise up to the occasion. But we're trying to do it today, so let's continue on with our conversation, talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. It's been a very full week. We were just talking about the State of the Union address. Yes, sir.
Well, can I, Bill, just share a thought that I have before?
Sure.
You know, at my age, those dendrites, sometimes you got to get it out before you forget it. You know what I mean?
Understood.
You're not there
yes.
yet. You're a young pup.
Yeah, I'm a young pup, yeah.
But let me throw this out, and then whether this segment, the next segment, or the last, you guys can wrap it up. Something very interesting to me, and I'm wondering if you and Roger and your listeners feel as I do, but it's not every day, not even every month, maybe not even every year, maybe not even every decade, that we get a golden opportunity for something that we can use to actually make a big difference. And this actually, I believe, happened last week. And it's an opportunity that actually shocked me at the core. And it's something that I thought about, and I hope we can all think about this. It's the subject of abortion. But I wanted to try and find out if the subject of abortion could tie in some way to the subject of gun rights, of the Second Amendment.
Absolutely, because, let me ask you a question. Do you know who Charlie Gard was?
No.
Charlie Gard was the baby in Great Britain that his parents raised $1.6 million. Now, the child was doomed. But his parents, being parents, wanted to do everything they possibly could, so they raised $1.6 million.
Yes. Now I know the story. I don't know the name. Yes, excellent. Yes.
Okay. So in that event where, you know, he was not aborted, of course, but you had the nation state, they decided to become the ward of the child and make the decision that the child was going to die. Now, can you imagine that somebody trying to do that in Montana?
Well, you know what, though? Yes, we've come to that, and that's maybe the point I want to make.
Sure.
Because it failed, that very concept, as we all know, because of what's going on in the state of Virginia with the governor, the lieutenant governor, and now the attorney general with their big problem. But that all started because of the governor's wanting to have this abortion law where
sure.
you could actually go as far as once the child is even born and out of the womb, well, we can conveniently just kill it.
Well, I mean, I don't call it abortion. You know, one of the things they tell me, they say, Bill, on radio, never talk about abortion or this, or that, or the other. I don't call it abortion. I call it murder.
It's murder. Murder. Good. So, you know what? Well, here's what I think we need to do. And we all need to do a little more research, or maybe a lot more research. But one thing is for sure, we must not let this matter die. We must keep it alive, because this is what I'm thinking. The anti-gunners, they call what we have, legal firearms for self-defense, gun violence. We
yeah.
are proponents of gun violence. Our guns cause violent crime and death. Okay? Now, but abortion, they don't see the similarity that is violence, that's crime, that's death. And in looking at the books of our three major religions, whether you're Christian, Muslim, or Jew, I could not find anything in these books that said that murder is okay. The Ten Commandments in the Christian religion, thou shalt not kill.
The whole notion of it, you know, one of the things that they're talking about right now, which is absolutely stupid, is they're talking about how we separate families at the border, where we take, the parents in their majority, and we put them in jail, and we don't put the children in jail because they're not responsible for themselves. Now, that's bad. That's bad to do that. That's bad to take their parents, who might be other kinds of lawbreakers besides in the country illegally, and putting them in jail. Although that happens every day when people go into the military, when they go into our legal system, when they go into our jails here, it happens all the time here. And at the same time, they will say it is okay up to the moment of birth to murder a child. And that's the biggest contradiction I've ever heard in my life. And I don't know how maybe that's why they were wearing white the other day, just to dazzle us and the reflection of the lights to where we wouldn't be sitting there thinking about, they're just hypocritical, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but there's something, I want to try and find out what we could do about it, because this is what we need to do. We need to start being proactive. I've always been saying that. And you know what? The Pope in Rome, he's eager to speak out on many, many social issues.
Yeah.
He has remained silent on this one. The Cardinal in New York, Cardinal Dolan, he hasn't spoken out on this. You would think that the Catholic Church would immediately say, how outrageous, Governor Cuomo, a Christian. And they talk about impeachment. We know of who. Maybe we should be talking about excommunication. And you know what? What I would like is everyone listening tonight, when you go to your church, you talk to your pastor, you go to your priest, you go to your rabbi, you go to your imam, ask them, how is this possible that you're not speaking out against murder? Well, and it's murder without a gun. Oh, but that's okay? Maybe we have something here. Maybe
they're saying it's okay for people. They're saying it's okay for people who are not doctors to perform these procedures, we'll have to pick this up on the other side, but the thing we're going to have to fight is that they make this out to be like, they make it out like people, women go to Planned Parenthood to get their ankles reset after they turn them playing tennis or something. We got to dispel that notion, but we're coming up on the next break. Arbeless Quarrel, as you can see there. They're beginning to see the picture in a way that I don't know if I'm happy for them or not, because now that means they may need the same kind of therapy that I do. But that's good stuff. That's good stuff, and I like that, because they're looking at all the issues, all the freedom issues, and they write at arbalestquarrel.com. They're featured writers at ammoland.com and at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced in his State of the Union address that he will meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Vietnam on February 27th and 8th. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joins Fox Business with a message for the North Koreans.
That's a real opportunity for the world. I have a team on the ground in Pyongyang even as we speak, beginning to lay those foundations for the meetings that will happen at the end of this month. We are very hopeful that Chairman Kim will fulfill his commitment, the one that he made back in June in Singapore, to denuclearize his country.
President Trump at the State Department says most areas under ISIS control have been eliminated in Syria and Iraq.
Critically, ISIS also now lacks a significant territorial base from which to launch terrorist attacks against other countries, recruit foreign fighters, and spread havoc across the region.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time. So you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. They are the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line of rifles, and now the new Providence. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking to the guys at Arbalest Quarrel, and the question, Stephen, that you put out there was, it's actually a pretty simple thing what you're talking about, though. Because we could, as, you know, pursuing gun rights, we could get out there and say, hey, listen, leftists, you know how sacrosanct you find Roe versus Wade? Well, we would like you to apply that same logic to another couple of, you know, Supreme Court decisions, Heller and McDonald.
Yeah, we're going to let Roger argue that before the Supreme Court. And then, you know what, he's too old to be a Supreme Court judge. I wanted him to get in there. But maybe Roger could be a Supreme Court justice for 1 year and then step down and get a younger guy in there. But anyway, let me just say one more thing, and then we'll let Roger take over, because I know Roger wants to talk about this and red flag laws
And the new article that we just published, and of course the big news, the United States Supreme Court is actually going to hear a New York gun case. But Governor Cuomo, our New York governor, along with Silva and Skelos, the three amigos, two of which are in jail, okay, in their haste passed the New York Safe Act. And in their haste, they forgot that, New York City police officers carry 15-round magazines. So they had to immediately amend that when they were embarrassed and found out when they put a ban on 10-round magazines for everyone else. Well, they did the same thing with this abortion law, all right, Roger's going to totally analyze this abortion law, and we're going to have a discussion about how we're going to deal with it and get it out there. But again, I dropped the seed with everybody. Ask your pastor, ask your religious leader what you think about it. Is it murder? And what are you doing about it? But the thing is, they forgot that here they're allowing a woman to be aborted, to have an abortion, and kill the child. Yet in the New York State statute, the penal law section, the criminal code, they still have the statute for murder. So if you commit a murder of a pregnant woman under New York law, you could be charged with murder of the woman and the unborn child. Now there's a dilemma, but it's still murder. And if you have the child, she has the child, and the child, we already discussed this, it's murder. So, all right, that's one topic. Let's stop, let's save it for future shows, future programs. Sure. And I think we've got the golden goose here. I think this is gun violence, abortion violence. There you go. Okay, Roger.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question, Roger. Based upon the way the way Virginia sees it, which it's not a law in Virginia yet, and has it become law in New York State?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a law in New York State. So based in New York. Based upon this idea that a child is not a in utero lump of flesh is not a being until it is born and then gets its name in the phone book or whatever their criteria is for being. That means that I should be able to walk up to a pregnant woman and front kick her in the stomach where she's carrying that child, break that child's spine, kill that child, and be charged with simple assault. Doesn't it? Shouldn't it?
Well, it's an interesting question that you raise. In fact, that's right on point regarding something I want to discuss. Because Cuomo actually used that example himself. He basically said that, look, let's say there is a woman. She's walking down the street. She gets busted by an individual, a mugger. And he kicks her in the stomach, and she's pregnant, and she loses the child as a result. Now, what Cuomo said, it was a very bizarre thing, actually, at least as it was reported in the paper. And what he said was, well, we're not going to blame the mother for the loss of the child. That's not the issue. The question is, are you going to blame the perpetrator that assaulted both the mother and the child so that this individual would be basically held liable for assault on a woman. And if not murder, well, certainly manslaughter against the unborn child.
Right.
And basically Cuomo took the position, well, as a matter of the definition, we're reducing everything to definition. It's not an individual. It's just a definition. And it's not a human being until it's born, and we're not even going to go there to talk about the possibility that at least it's a potential human being. That being the case, that the most that would happen to this individual is that he would be charged for simple assault against the or maybe criminal assault against the woman, but he wouldn't have to face a manslaughter charge against the child, the unborn child. And this is the point that Cuomo makes. Now, what I find also interesting, I haven't taken a look at Roe v. Wade in a long time, but as I understand the case, the Supreme Court carved out an exception that said that, well, late-term abortions will not be permitted, but that, I guess, or after the first trimester. But during the first trimester, the court would recognize that a woman can legally abort and face no repercussions as a result. But if that's the case, then here you're talking about a second or third term. But you're even going beyond that. One thing that Stephen didn't mention, and this was a truly horrific to me, and I recall seeing a segment on Tucker Carlson when he was debating this, what's her name, Monica Klein, I think, an attractive girl, but my God. He wanted to get her opinion on Ralph Northam's claim that, and the law never did pass in Virginia, but he was making the argument that, look, let's say that a woman is giving birth. The head is coming out of the woman's uterus. The baby is actually born. And he says, well, maybe the baby's not completely viable, but they resuscitate the baby, all right? And then he says, well, we're going to have a discussion. The doctor, the mother, and they'll make a determination as to whether the baby lives or dies. But wait a minute.
After they make the baby comfortable.
First of all, you're not even talking about first term, second term, third term. You're talking about a human being because the child is outside the womb now, all right?
Okay, hold it right there where the child is outside the womb. Coming up on the last break. We'll pick this up when we get on the other side. Arbalest Quarrel, you can catch them at arbalestquarrel.com as featured writers at amoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com and as commentators here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Yep. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli from Arbalest Quarrel, and tonight they're sort of disturbed about some moves that are being made on the front of what I call sanctioned murder. They call it women's health rights, but the ones that crap this. Now, I'm going to make it, without you having to go into all these details, Roger, let's just say that, yes, I agree with you, because, see, abortion, I look at abortion the way I would a ejector seat on a fighter pilot jet, you know, in a fighter jet. They have those when you absolutely have got to have them. Now, you don't eject and let the aircraft crash when you get tired of the ride or something. That is something that you only do in an emergency and out of necessity. And that's what I can see abortion being that way, if the mother's life is in danger, truly in danger, not if she's out there being promiscuous and decides, well, you know, I just don't want to mess with this, or there's a lot of things. But at the same time, in a lot of cases, morality is not one of those things I care to legislate. But at the same time, this sanctioned murder, you know, what was her name? Margaret Sanger? The eugenics chick, the one that, you know, this was designed, all of the Black Lives Matter people, listen, this was designed to eradicate you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 It was designed to take care of you and to take mm-hmm. you out. And, the dry run for eugenics was, during, World War II, during the era of Nazi Germany. So, I mean, I look at those two things and I see how they mesh together and everybody, you know, the contemporaries today would get out there, but Sanger's been dead a long time, and she's that, and this, you know, this is today. I mean, we have iPhones, we have iPads, we're so much better than that. I just look at it as it's the normal that it has become sickens me. The normal that it has become sickens me. And
can you just imagine if they said the vehicle by which we will eliminate life will shoot the baby? Imagine that.
Well, that would be more humane than what they do. Well, and I don't want to get let's not get into details as to what they do, but I mean, it comes down to this. You were asking if this can be turned into the same thing as gun rights. Absolutely it can.
I believe it should. I believe everyone tonight could go to their church, their synagogue, their place of worship, and have a conversation with the person that is in charge, the priest, the pastor, the imam, the rabbi, and say, you know what, rabbi or father or imam, what do you think about this? You've heard about what didn't pass in Virginia, but it did pass in New York, and it could pass in our state. Is that murder or not, in your opinion, according to our religion? And then wait for a response. And if they don't agree, whoa, then we got a real problem.
Yeah.
Then you got to really go a little further. But if they said, of course it's murder, okay, Father, have you spoken with the bishop about this? No. Well, don't you think you should? Yeah. And you know what? Before I make a donation in this at Mass, I think I'm going to think about maybe I should put this donation money toward a better cause, maybe toward the Second Amendment Foundation or something like that. Okay, so now we're going to hold off the donation folder, and we're going to say, let's get to the bishop. Now, bishop, have you had this discussion with the cardinal? No. And what about the Pope? How come we don't hear any cry from the Catholic Church or the Protestant Church or the Episcopal Church or the Jewish religion, the rabbi? What is going on here? Hello? Mundo de la Luna, Earth to Moon, come in, over. I am, like, shocked. I couldn't believe it when I heard this law passed in New York, and he did it just like he did the SAFE Act, because he wants notoriety. He wants to become president. He wants to be the first. Well, it's going to happen in your state. And don't tell me it can't, because even though you're a Southerner and you think you guys down there are safe, guess what? Look at Virginia. My God, you think New York's got problems in Connecticut and Massachusetts?
Wanted to bring up one other issue. And this, too, is something that makes the matter even worse. With Northam, he was, or is, after all, a doctor, a pediatric neurologist. So you would think, if anyone, he would have even a stronger desire to protect an innocent child. With Cuomo, he's Italian. I assume he's Catholic. How does that factor in, this idea that he would be instrumental in actually supporting more than supporting, actually pushing for a policy that's inconsistent with the Catholic religion?
I think we should be looking for excommunication.
Yeah.
You know what? Impeachment affects one's life on earth. Excommunication is forever.
Yeah, but I don't think that Cuomo's worried about that.
Well,
you've heard of
the every other Christian. Remember why the Egyptians had the pyramids? Because the Pharaoh, they believed in the afterlife. Christianity and most of the religions of today, they believe in the afterlife. We are good on earth because we want to go to the happy land, heaven, whatever you want to call it. All right. Whether you believe in purgatory or whatever, it's all about the afterlife. So we're supposed to be model citizens and good people on earth. I'm not religious. I just believe that what goes around comes around. I try my best to be a good person and not hurt anyone. I certainly believe in self-defense, so that's not hurting anyone. That's defending myself, my family. But I think we have this opportunity. They've drawn the line here. This is clear to me. I'm just asking your listeners and you guys, isn't it clear to you? Gun violence, abortion violence.
Yeah.
Hello? Let's talk about it.
As far as Cuomo, now, I don't know if you noticed this, but Cuomo has finally got the tax reform has finally bit him. And I suspect that you guys may be seeing some more exodus out of the state of New York, unless they roll back their state taxes, because they're looking at a huge $3 billion shortfall, I think it is.
Well, New York and California is seeing the most number of people leaving the states.
Yep.
Yep.
So before long, it just makes me wonder who will be left in those states. But
yeah, yes. But then what about all these liberals going into states that were normally conservative?
Be in there.
No, no, I'm more afraid of all the liberals from California and New York making the other conservative states non-conservative anymore, and that's a threat too.
Well, the problem,
I think of Virginia, I don't think of a Democrat. Why?
Well,
How do they get in?
Well,
How
I mean,
they get
it's,
in?
Well, it's because they're but a lot of people in government live in Fairfax, and they've got major population centers just like New York State does, mm-hmm. that pretty much run the state.
They came from the north. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, Arizona too. Arizona now. All these, they come from California, and now, and how would you get that sicko? What's her name, Roger? The
Kristen Sinema.
Yeah, Sinema in Arizona. I mean, Arizona was a Republican state. Come on, not only Republican. Doesn't matter Republican or Democrat. You got to be doing the right thing. It doesn't matter what label you are.
Right.
You got to have common sense, and not worry about getting reelected. Do the right thing for your country.
Well, before we run out of time, and Stephen, I'm very happy to see you so jacked up over this stuff. But at the same time,
I am very jacked up.
Yes,
this is unbelievable.
But at the same time, you've got to understand one thing, that I don't see a gradual pullback from this insanity. I don't see a enlightening where everybody says, oh, you're right, we have to go back to the way this was. So bear that in mind. While we try to do things the peaceful way, we should try to, but bear that in mind that we're the ones that hold the veto. So, Arbalest Quarrel.com. Find them at Amaland.com. Find them at TruthAboutGuns.com. Find them here. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Good night, guys.
Coming up next, writer, commentator, and musician Dan Was. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.